fire. The postman ducked and he went right into the train, went right out. Yeah. That was a, we used to love that game though. But when you're young, you know, you don't feel no pain. I don't know.
What else did you play?
That was about it. Release, Buck Buck.
What's Release?
You go all the way to the neighborhood. We used to go to Roseland, South Chicago, South Deering. The guy counted 100. It was like hide and seek.
Yeah.
But this got exaggerated, you know. You know, we started at 96th and Elm, where you like, hop a truck. You know, they catch the guy downtown the loop in the movie. It's gone for days. Oh, yeah, we used to have a lot of fun with that one.
Would really track him, though?
Well, very seldom would you get anybody, but then you start going to spots, you know.
Yeah.
Then you would do it for a joke because you wanted to catch up.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy said, I bet you I know where the Orioles at. He's in Pegwish on 139th and Brainerd or something. And we'll, you know, hang around by that school, and I would be there, you know. So it would just be a joke. But that's how far you would go with it, you know. That was it. That street, then we'd go on these hunts every now and then, you know, like you do with Boy Scouts. Where they probably give you a list of things to get.
Yeah.
Silly things, a bobby pin. Or, well, we would do that, again, exaggerate, just to have fun, like a bra or a picnic table, a garbage can. We'd bring all this stuff in front of Dago Park, you know, until the police come. Police would be getting like 100 phone calls, my lawn furniture was stolen, or so they knew where to come. Anyway, it's all right, fellas, bring it back. then the fun was over, you know. Bunch of nuts now I think about it.
Did you play any games with knives?
That one
you
peg.
You stick a try to get as close to the guy's foot.
Mumbly peg?
Mumbly peg. Yeah, it was a different, we never played that one so much.
Uh-huh.
But the mumbly peg, I think, is the different ways to make it stick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all different weird things, and then there's a certain number. If you can go up to 10 different ways, well, we did that. But not often, you know. That's when he was had knives, really.
Yeah, he didn't go into that.
No, it just wasn't, you know.
Did you know if people were doing that in Irondale when you were a kid? You were saying can you
Irondale was almost identical to the East Side in the way the you know that era come up.
Yeah.
Sports and fighting, not with knives or that, you know, just fighting, and that was it. They don't the games were the same. They played buck buck, they played release, they played rock on the dot. It was almost identical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I knew a lot of kids from Irondale and I still know them. You know, and it was the same thing, exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of people, same kind of. Over there, it was all Italian and Polish,
mm-hmm.
and it was the same kind of parents, the restrictions they put on the teenagers, you know, identical.
Did you kids go to parties when you were in high school?
Oh, yeah.
What were they like?
Well, then, you know, it wasn't, I don't know, it was more sophisticated today. It was, you know, like you see then, Summer of 42, this thing that's on TV,
Happy Days.
You know, the guys, none of us danced, you know, there were two guys in our group danced, and the rest was just stood there all night and criticized the other guys,
mm-hmm.
you know, freaks, you know. The typical West Side story
set. Was the guys on one side, girls on the other? Or
yeah, and even, but the girls were more open. They would, come on, Joe, you can dance. I'd say, get away from them. Don't embarrass me.
Do you dance?
No, still don't.
Does Nancy?
Nancy dances, yeah.
Is she good?
She's good.
Yeah.
So, but when she goes with me, she just shuts up and sits down. I don't want her to dance. She dances, I'll break her legs.
Yes, great. What do you call somebody who wears a lot of clothes or spends a lot of money and time on planning their clothes?
A dapper Dan. It's a guy.
Yeah, and a girl.
A girl. Never spoiled. That would be the first thing that would come to my mind. Would be spoiled. You know.
That's cute. How about hairstyles? Do you have any notions about how people wear their hair and what you think of it?
No, that's all gone. But then it used to be, you know, the DA and the Detroit.
Yeah.
But
what's the Detroit?
Detroit was the brush, but the thing on the sides.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah,
not the whole brush, but it was
combed
back on the sides, just the top
brush
of the brush.
On the top.
That was a Detroit, and the DA was that duck's ass
DA,
in a bit.
Right.
But today that's all gone. You know, there is no hairstyles today. No, the dry look, right? Because when we were younger, it was always, you know, it was, your hair was slicked down. I remember in winter, my hair used to freeze.
Okay.
You actually just touch it was fro. You know, that big, hey, my hair's going.
Yeah.
But you said that big, what do they call it, a pompadour?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.